Back in Business with Blakeslee continues, powered by Bradley Golf Diamonds, with a spotlight on Remke Farms. This week's a really special one. I really enjoyed my time there in Harlan. I keep calling it God's country. But while I was there, I got to meet Mark and his sons running Remke Farms. What a great group of guys out there. Let me tell you, when it comes to our farmers dealing with the pandemic, it's been challenging. But things are especially challenging right now for them due to the supply chain crisis. Because Mark is a really busy guy, we recorded our interview on location right there at the farm. He told me Remke Farms has been in the family for four generations. They grow soybeans and corn. And Mark, this is so sweet. He's looking to retire and pass the farm down to his two sons, Adam and John. Take a listen there to our conversation out on the farm in Harlan.
So tell me, over the last, you know, year and a half, we're pushing 2 years here now with COVID, how have things been for you guys here during the last year and a half?
Well, let's put it this way. The first 6 months into COVID, it was more or less just anticipation of what was happening. Mm-hmm. Far as the farm, the prices and everything, that was pretty well just day in, day out. Mm-hmm. No problem there. Although in the last 10 months, and I don't want to be political, but things have really changed.
Yeah, yeah.
In the last 10 months, a lot of our prices have really increased from this spring. As in, like, fertilizer prices now compared to this last spring is up 75%.
Whoa.
Chemical prices are up 25%.
Is that primarily due to supply chain issues right now?
The supply chains, we shut down our petroleum in the country, and it's really affecting us. We're relying on outside countries now for our petroleum needs. Give you an example, anhydrous ammonia, which we use to fertilize our corn, okay, side dressing. It was, I think we paid $5.99 this spring. It's up to over $1,200 a ton. The policies have changed, and this is what's happened.
And those are the repercussions of those policy changes.
Our price on our fuel has gone up a dollar a gallon.
Yeah.
The other thing, chemical and fertilizer, the availability next spring, there's no guarantee. Mm. So what we've done, we purchased our next year's needs, as far as our fertilizer and chemical, except the anhydrous. And we're taking possession of those chemicals for next spring.
Oh, wow.
Here in the next month.
So you're essentially stocking up now.
I'm stocking up now because I don't see the availability next spring. I'm afraid that things are going to be short. Whether I'm right or wrong, that's just our opinion.
So would you say, let's just say from the start of the pandemic to now, things are actually worse now because of the supply chain issues.
Oh, the supply chain issues. You know, you hear about the toys isn't going to be there as well. That's
nothing compared to what you guys are experiencing.
Well, everything. Machinery cost. Machinery cost keeps going up. John Deere, we use John Deere equipment. Mm-hmm. If they're on strike. Now, the planter we had ordered for in December may not be here. We don't know. They can't guarantee anything.
Is there a way, like, the Wowoland community could help you or assist you? I mean, if we could wave a magic wand, you know, besides changing policy.
Well, I think our representatives that we have right now, they're trying very hard. In Washington, there's the problem. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying all of Washington. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of the politics being stuck in our nose constantly.
Amen. We all are.
And the machinery, like I said, the availability, machinery cost is up considerably. To get parts, just like, you know, you see all those trucks parked at Facade Depot because they don't have a chip. We're facing the same thing. John Deere's sending combines out, and some of the auxiliary stuff that they'd order on a combine, like cameras to look at the grade of the grain and stuff as it's being harvested, it's not available. It will come as they get it. And it might.
And you don't know when that even is going to be, right? Yeah, because they don't.
They don't. Mm-hmm. So here we are. We just sit here and we got our hands tied. You just do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. That's our life. I mean, it's no different than what you do or you do. Mm-hmm. It's you enjoy what you're doing, you do it.
I can tell you enjoy what you do just by the way you talk, and you seem very passionate about it.
Well, this farm has been in the fourth generation now.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. No kidding.
Yeah, my grandfather started here in 1914, and then my folks moved on, and then They were going to have me, so my grandpa moved off. They moved on the farm. We were expecting our first. My folks moved on. We moved on. And now my son's here with his family.
That's amazing. Well, I'm glad to still see the positivity with all of the shortages that you guys, the price increases that you're experiencing. You seem still really positive and upbeat.
Let's put it this way. We still got our health.
Amen to that, right?
That's right.
If you don't have that, you don't have anything.
I always said, if you got faith, family, and health, you got it all.
You sound like my kind of man, Mark,
so
for sure.
It's just, you deal with it.
Yeah. Well, Mark, I'm just so thrilled to hear that your positive attitude. Obviously, you guys are still have your set of challenges, and unfortunately, well, it doesn't really sound like there's anything we can do to fix those problems for you. But
every farmer's got different challenges. Mm-hmm. We've been blessed. A lot of the farmers in here, they wouldn't be farming unless they were positive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We want to celebrate you today, so I'm hoping you don't mind if we follow you around and check out the farm for ourselves.
That's fine, but don't have to celebrate.
And once again, that's Mark Remke of Remke Farms in Harlan. By the way, Mark actually invited me out to drive a combine there at the farm. So I'm thinking I might have to take him up on that offer, just an excuse to head back out to God's country. In the meantime, if you want to check out some of our photos from my trip there to Remke Farms, you can check out my Facebook page at WoWoKayla. Lots of great photos we're sharing right there.
Podcasts by Federated Media.